Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 28, 1974, in Rome, Italy.
Translation. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances under the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Naranarayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author.
This is the parampara system. I will get knowledge step by step. Krishna is the original spiritual master, and then from Krishna, Lord Brahma learned the basic knowledge. Tini Brahma Rida Adhikavahi. In the Bhagavad it is said that where from Brahma got his knowledge. Because whenever we want to get knowledge, we must approach a superior person to get knowledge. That vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchi. Guru means superior. So, who was the superior person when Brahma got knowledge? Because there was no other creature. He is the first creature. Therefore, it is said, the superior person was Krishna, but he was not present. We see Krishna was present before Arjuna, but nobody was present before Brahma. That would he say, Tene Brahma Vida Adhikavai Vida, through the heart. Because Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Actually, he is the spiritual master, Chaitanya Guru. So, in order to help us, he comes out as physical spiritual master. Therefore, Sapsad Haritina Samad, spiritual master is representative of Krishna. Krishna sends some sincere devotee to act on his behalf, and therefore he is spiritual master. So, this is the parampara system. As you receive knowledge, step by step, Narayana, Krishna instructed Vyasadeva, Brahma instructed Narada, Narada instructed Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva instructed his disciple, Madhvacharya. In this way, we have to go through also the same way. First of all, offer respect to the spiritual master, as he has done to Sukadeva Goswami. Tanabhyasasunam upajami guru munina. Then his spiritual master. Just you have got the pictures. First of all your spiritual master, then his spiritual master, ultimately Krishna. This is the process. Don't try to approach Krishna directly, jump over. That is useless. As you receive knowledge through the steps, parampara system, similarly, we should approach Krishna through the step. Narayana namaskritta narancheva narukkumam devim saraswati nibhyasam tatu jayamudiraya. In this way, you become glorified. All the basic details and the Puranas are meant for conquering the darkest region, tamondham. We have already discussed. Atithithim sata samisharinam karunaya ah. Samisharinam karunaya ah purana guhyam. madhyata deepam ati titir satam tamondam. Ati titir satam. That is human civilization. How to get out of this darkness of ignorance? Not the dogs and cats jumping in very turbulent time, a big dog, let me jump over. This is not serious. That is animal civilization. They are jumping naked, we are jumping dressed. That's all. That is the difference. Otherwise, what is the difference? And so long we have got this bodily concept of life. Let me enjoy this body, senses. Body means the senses. Indrani pararahu. So long one is in the darkness, he is predominant feature of enjoyment is the senses. There's, let me enjoy. I've got this tongue. Let me eat whole day. Go to the restaurant. Cut throat of this animal, that animal, and enjoy. Let him go to hell. Let me enjoy. This is jivhalo. Tāravadde jivhāvati lobhomāya sudhūrumati. Tāre jitā kothino samsā. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, among the senses, the most powerful sense is the tongue. Most powerful sense. You see, they're smoking. Chain smoker. Going on. What is it? There is some sensation. And if you smoke cigarette or drink, it's simply the tongue. The tongue is dictating. Do this, do that. Take this, take coffee, take tea, smoke, take flesh, take chicken, take this, take this thing. That means the out of the all senses, the tongue is the most formidable. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tāravadde jivāvati lobhomāya sudhūrumati. Tare jitā kothino samsā. It is very difficult to conquer over the tongue. And if you can conquer over the tongue, then you can conquer over the belly, and then you can conquer over the genital. This deadline, one after another. Tāravadde jivāvati. So, you know the story that one dog was crossing over a small rivulet and he saw the picture of another dog in the water, and actually there was no dog. He was carrying some food in his mouth and he saw another dog within the water. So he thought, let me take his footstep from the mouth. And as he opened the mouth, he wanted to take the other dog's footstep, whatever he had, gone. You see, this is dog philosophy. Take others. Take others means he loses his own. This is called illusion, maya. He did not read this. It's a fabulous story. It's a very instructive story. This is dog's philosophy. This is dog's philosophy. All these so-called empires, this Roman Empire was expanded, the British Empire was expanded, now they have lost it. Finished. The dog's business was finished. So this kind of expansion, unnecessarily. Therefore, our philosophy is be satisfied, whatever God has given you. Tena taktena bhunjita. Ma vidyata sasiddhanam. You be satisfied, whatever is given to you by God, allotted to you. Don't try to encroach upon others' property. This is civilization. But the man is transgressing this law of nature. They are not satisfied to become localized. They want to expand. If you want to expand, but expand something which will be beneficial to the humanity. That is, we are expanding Krishna consciousness. This is required to be expanded, because the cats and dogs civilization will be controlled. To expand the cats and dogs civilization to compete with another dog is the same story, it's a fable story, to catch up the other dog and take it. And then do the these are very instructive. So the business, real business is samsarinam, samsarinam, adhyatma-dipam ati-titil-satam. Once you come to senses that I am eternal, I hear from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that nahannate sarire, nahannate hannamane sarire, I am not finished after my body is finished. Then if I am not finished, where do I go? Where I remain? This is intelligence. But they have no information that the eternal soul, nahannati hannamani sarira. They are thinking, all of a sudden by this body has developed, and we have got good senses. Let us enjoy these senses. There is no life. It is finished. Big professor in Russia. That Professor Katarsky told me, Swamiji, after finishing this body, anything, everything is finished. That is the basic principle of modern civilization, that there is no life after death, and whatever senses we have got, let us enjoy it. And then, vashibhutasya dehasakam, that it is not a new thing. This atheistic philosophy was there long, long ago. They have not discovered anything new. It is already there. In India, the atheistic philosophy was already there. Charvakmu. He used to say, enjoy life. Gratify your senses. Savara. No, I have no sufficient money. Rinam kritya. Take big, borrow, steal, big money. There are three methods of getting money. If one hasn't got money, then beg. Just the real begging. Professional beggar, sannyasi. They beg, borrow, and those who are not beggar, they borrow from friend. Or steal. Or by hook and crook. So that is Charvaka theory. Bring money somewhere out. Beg, borrow, or steal. Rinankritya, very, very word is used. If you have no money, then take loan from your friends. Rinankritya, kritang pivet, javad jive, sukhang jive. Now I have to pay back. How can I take loan? If I don't pay, then I shall remain debtor and I will have to pay in my next life. No, don't bother about next life. Vashibhutasya dehasya kuto punaragama. Then your body, when it is finished, it will be born into ashes. Then the ashes will be lost there. Nowhere you are coming. So this is going. Savan, because people have no knowledge about the next life, they are not interested with the spiritual education. That is the difficulty. They are not at all interested. Why people do not come here? They think that these people will say that there is life after death, and if you do not do nicely, you will have to suffer. All this nonsense we have to hear, utopia. They are not interested. They are so dull. The fact Krishna is giving an example. Vehinasmin jathadehi kumar, as you are changing your body, we have changed, every one of us, we have changed body. I was a baby, I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, now I have got a different body. Where those bodies gone? They have no brain to think. I had all this body. That's a fact. And they are not existing now. That's a fact. It is still, I say, there is no other body after me. What is the reason? What is the logic? how simple logic is given by Krishna, not ordinary person, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God Himself, that as you have changed so many bodies, passed through so many bodies, every medical science says every minute you are changing body. That's a fact. Just like the other day, Dr. P. Benedict, that girl I saw 10, 12 years ago, 1955, I saw that girl, 1955, how many years ago?
1920.
So that girl has grown up now 19 years. At that time, she was on the lap of her mother. So I answered, oh, your daughter has grown up so much. She has changed so many bodies. But that body, which I saw in 1955, that is not existing. Where is the illogical? That body is not existing, but the girl is there, her mother, father, yes, yes, she is my daughter, that daughter which you saw so little. The body has changed so many times. So similarly, when I shall give up this body, I must have another body. And Krishna said, tathādehāntara prāpti. This is called saṃsāra. The saṃsāra means reputation of different bodies. That is called saṃsāra. Yes, saṃsārinām kurunāya. Therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is to be compassionate to these rascals who are in the cycle of changing body after body. It is a great movement. Everyone, all over the world, they are thinking there is no life after death. But that is not the fact. The fact is, as you have changed so many bodies in this life, you have to change this body, you have to accept another body. It's a great dangerous position that they do not think. If I eat, accept another body of a tree, then I will have to stand in one place for thousands of years. This is the science. Now, I cannot stay for 5 minutes in the Bhagavad Gita class, but if I am given the body by nature, you are under the grip of nature. You cannot say, you cannot stop your death when nature asks you, now you must die. You cannot, your science cannot stop this. So you are under the grip of the nature. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarvasva. So if the nature gives you, now you take this body of banyan tree and stand here for 5,000 years, how can you stop it? If your scientific knowledge can stop it, is it possible? Then what is your science? If you are under the grip of the material nature, prakṣa kriyamāna ni guni karmāni sarvasa, ahankār vimunātmā kartāham iti mannade, although he is pulled by the ear, by the material nature, he is thinking, he is free, he is freedom, he is struggling for freedom. What is this nonsense freedom? You are under the grip of the material nature. Where is your freedom? Now you have got, nature has given him this human form of body. Next you may get another body, next you may get another. That is under the, completely under the control of material nature. So, they do not know. They do not know completely in darkness. Tamandham. Therefore those who are eager to cross over this ocean of ignorance, for them these instructions are there. Narayanam namaskritam navintrayiva narottamam. You have to go to the parampara Krishna, submissing, tapasya, jnana. Bahava jnana tapasya puto manna agata. So, by jnana, by knowledge, by tapasya, you have to make progress. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you.